it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we got a big Tuesday edition for you on tap. We're going to recap all the Monday night football action. We're going to look back at week three in college football. And at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll be joined by Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune. And we'll try and figure out exactly what's wrong with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. So that's pretty well the rundown of this two-hour extravaganza we like to call the Spano and Black Attack. Now, there's a lot of ways you could take the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline with you on the go via your devices. And not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. You can take advantage of the various apps, starting with iHeartRadio, great app. You got that versatility. You can download it to an Android device, an Apple-based device, or a Windows-based device without an issue, or simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All that more at iHeartRadio. Same deal with TuneIn Radio. Again, the app versatility. You can download it to all the aforementioned devices, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank them so much for their service. All right, we're going to kick this Tuesday edition off on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the two for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, two for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And two for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Well, we kick off this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, a football-focused edition, talking Monday Night Football. And if you want to join the conversation, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And it's going to be all football all the time today on this Tuesday edition. The first hour, mostly NFL, and at the very back end, we'll try and get to some of the college stuff as we're going to focus on all the fallout and all our takeaways from the Monday Night Football matchup. And then we'll roll into the college game the rest of the way and get you caught up on all the big storylines and give you all our takeaways for a big week three in college football. And again, as I said in the last segment, to take you home at 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, 40 minutes after hour number two, it'll be Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune. And we'll try and decipher what exactly is wrong with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish as they pick up their second loss of the season and now, for all intents and purposes, have put themselves out of playoff contention in college football. But let's head to Chicago, where the Eagles take care of their business in solid, if not dominating, fashion over the Bears, 29-14 in this one. Again, I guess the story of any football game with the Eagles at this point is going to be the performance of Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz was solid in this one. He wasn't spectacular in the debut against the Bears, against the Browns. But he was more electric, and he made some bigger plays and, you know, had a more dominant effort. In this one against the Bears, Carson Wentz was solid. He was a game manager. He didn't make any big mistakes. He made a few big plays. He wasn't really pushing the ball down the field in any major way. And it was an offense designed to allow Carson Wentz to shine. He did a great job of keeping plays alive with his feet. He doesn't look overmatched on the NFL level the way I thought he was going to be, quite honestly. Some of the big reason that I felt that Carson Wentz should sit this year is because moving from football championship subdivision right into the NFL, big difference in speed. Hadn't played a ton of football at that level. The advantage was at North Dakota State, they play a pro set. Used to being under center, used to calling the plays, used to making some of the changes and handling things the way a pro quarterback does. That was the one advantage. But the less than wealth of experience as a college quarterback, the fact that he's coming up from football championship subdivision to the NFL, the speed of the game, and really, in many ways, because I don't think the Eagles have a great array of offensive weapons. They have more than some of us think, but I don't think it's a great offense, and I don't think they have a great offensive line either. And I thought they were putting Carson Wentz out there in a position to get killed, and perhaps putting him out there too soon would really retard that development, get him smacked around. Not have receivers that can win these battles. You know, all these things I thought could go into really hurting the progress of Carson Wentz and perhaps turn him into a David Carr type failure as a top draft pick as a quarterback. Well, it's clear that I'm wrong. Again, it's through two games against two of the weaker defenses in the National Football League, in the Browns and the Bears. Looked very, very good against the Browns and looked really a lot closer to dominant than he did against the Bears in this one. And against the Bears, he looked like a game manager. But he didn't make any big mistakes, and he made a few big plays. So you can complain little about what Carson Wentz has done. And if you're watching him and you're a member of the Eagles organization and you're an Eagles fan, you're probably pretty optimistic going forward about the future of Carson Wentz. And then everybody points to the Cleveland Browns who passed on Carson Wentz. Well, they're going to get another chance to draft themselves a quarterback this year. So you need not worry about that if you're in Cleveland. But the realities are Carson Wentz looks a lot better prepared and a lot more ready to hit the ground running in the NFL than I thought he'd be able to be. And it doesn't look like they're rushing him and that it's going to be the epic fail by rushing him. That said, it's not all going to be smooth sailing going forward for Carson Wentz. You know, he was solid in this one, a lot closer to spectacular in the opener against the Cleveland Browns. But he also hasn't played any tough competition. The Browns and Bears are two of the worst defenses in this league. The challenge is going to be ramped up quite a bit on Sunday when the Eagles host the Steelers. They've got a dynamic offense that could put Carson Wentz and the Eagles offense in an instant hole. They've got a defense that's going to smack you in the mouth and has talented playmakers and makes nothing easy for you. So all of a sudden, this Sunday, this coming Sunday, Carson Wentz could be in a position where we can't baby him through the game plan. He's not playing from ahead. And there's going to be all kinds of new challenges perhaps for Carson Wentz, and it'll be interesting to see how he handles those. Again, as the schedule toughens up for the Eagles, while in looking at Carson Wentz, you can see that he's ready to be out there and that I was wrong about he needed to sit for a season. But if you think it's going to be all smooth sailing, I don't know about that. I don't know when he faces tougher competition that he's not going to have some troubles. I mean, you've got to like some of the things you've seen. Somewhere near dominant week one, classic game manager in week two, and he's the first rookie quarterback since 1970 to start and win his first two games without throwing an interception. It's a pretty impressive number about his game management skills, his readiness. And then in game one, you saw some of the big plays. So against the lesser lights, he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do and showing that he can handle the speed of the game and that he has an understanding for how to play the quarterback position on the NFL level. How he handles some of the adverse situations that are going to come his way as the competition stiffens up, that remains to be seen. And I think there are going to be some challenges, but I also think it's clear that he's going to be ready to handle some of them and that he's ready to hit the ground running and that there's really no benefit for him to sit for this season. Game's not too fast for him, and the Eagles are not quite as overmatched as I thought they were. Doug Peterson's done a very good job in calling this offense and putting Wentz in positions where he can succeed. So that's one of my big takeaways as far as the Eagles in this Monday night matchup. The game itself would have been over sooner. But the Eagles bogged down a couple of times in the red zone and settled for relatively short field goals. And despite the fact that really the Bears only had, they had two drives. One resulted in a missed field goal and one resulted in a touchdown. Beyond that, Bears didn't do much of anything on offense, and the Eagles only found themselves up 9-7 at halftime. Then it was all about the second half. Teams exchange a couple of punts, go nowhere. Then you have the long touchdown drive that Wentz engineers. Eagles are up 16-7. You have that terrible Cutler pick, which ends up leading to him leaving the game. And then you have the short touchdown drive, 22-7. And really, from there, this one was over. You had the fumble. The Eagles put another touchdown in, 29-7. There's the garbage time return, and that's it. Eagles dominated this game top to tail. The Bears really, really struggled in this one. Cutler didn't look good. Offensive line didn't look good. Run game didn't look good. Defense didn't look good. And it's yet another home loss for the Chicago Bears. More on a Monday night matchup on the other side, including a look at Jay Cutler and his performance. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at GuitarCenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Couldn't really grip the ball, so that was obviously a big issue for me. I'm concerned. As a quarterback, you kind of need your right thumb. So, I think it's 12 or 11 when I had surgery on this thumb. So, we'll see what it is. I knew that I was putting the team, especially the offense, in jeopardy at that point. So I had to talk to Rags and get Hoyer in there, and I knew my day was done. No one likes to lose. No one likes to lose in that type of fashion. And, you know, he's upset. I'm upset. You know, everyone in that locker room is upset right now. So, but the good thing is we've got a bunch of good guys in there, and we got a bunch of good coaches, and we got 14 games left.
Those are comments from Jay Cutler from his post-game press conference after the Bears lost to the Eagles in Chicago, 29-14, the final tally in that one. And Jay Cutler does bring us back to the Spano and Black attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And in the last segment, we talked about what the Eagles did right as far as Carson Wentz and as far as generally controlling this football game, as the Bears could do nothing. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't throw the ball. And they lost another one at home, going just 1-11 in their last 12 at home. A huge problem. And the reason we came back with the cuts from Jay Cutler's press conference is the Bears got banged up in this game, and I think they had five guys leave and not return with injuries. But the important one was Jay Cutler, and he was awful in this game. He eventually took himself out, as he said he was hurting the team, and he had Brian Hoyer go in and finish things up, which he thought would benefit the team. Now, all over social media and all over the talk shows and everywhere else, you hear everybody critical of Jay Cutler. Now, Jay Cutler is one of these guys that has a terrible reputation around this league, around the National Football League. Not only with media types like myself, but with other players. He's just not a liked guy. That's the truth. He is not well liked. He is not held in high regard. Some of it, a lot of it of his own doing. Let's face it. But in this situation where he's being played to be a villain and to be soft and not a warrior, because I guess all NFL players, whether you play quarterback, kicker, linebacker, defensive back, defensive line, tight end, you need to be a warrior. And logic doesn't dictate here. Well, I'm not ready to jump all over Jay Cutler. Sometimes logic does dictate, and it should dictate at the quarterback position. I don't need a warrior there at quarterback. If he's not going to provide us our best chance of winning, and he can't grip the ball, and he's having all these problems, he's right to go to the coaches and say, hey, listen, I got banged up on all these hits I'm taking. I can't grip the football. You saw that terrible throw. I don't think I'm the best guy to help us today because I'm so banged up. Let's put in Hoyer and see if we can save this game before it gets too far away from us. Again, I get the mentality of football. It's a very much a Warriors mentality. That's what the game is. It's a Warriors mentality. Get carried out on your sword at all costs. It's why when you ask many of these players about regrets and about trying to skirt concussion protocol to get back in there and play, they bring up the warrior line. So they expect, and the other players in this league and those that cover it all want that quarterback to be that same level of warrior, drag himself in. You know, and basically sacrifice himself. And this wasn't about Cutler thinking of himself and saying, well, you know, it'll be better for my career long term if Hoyer goes in so I don't get injured any further. That's really not what this is about at all. And that's why I'm a little upset that everybody's calling him out and taking him to task here. Because the realities are, this is a team that's struggling to win each and every week. They're really struggling to win at home. Witness their 1-11 record in their last 12 home games. An unheard of mark and level of futility within the National Football League. And if I can't help us, what's wrong with me going to coach and saying, man, I'm getting my you-know-what handed to me. I'm getting my ass handed to me here. I'm getting beat up. And as a result of the way I'm getting beat up, look at my hand. It's all messed up. I can't grip the football. You saw how bad that throw was. You're seeing the issues I'm having with ball security. Maybe we're better served with Brian Hoyer in here and we can steal a game at home, something we desperately need to do. So I don't understand how, because of that, Jay Cutler becomes a monster. And I get it. He's earned the vitriol and anger and hatred, and he's earned the bad from others that he gets. And he has a bad reputation around the league. But just think about it for a minute. The quarterback is the team leader, and he needs to be the cooler head all the time, the one who doesn't get emotional. Well, maybe in his case, logic should prevail. And the logic here was, I can't help us because, well, if I can't grip the football, I can't do anything productive with it. So I don't really get where the anger, the hatred, the vitriol, the venom that everybody uses to attack Jay Cutler comes from. He did the logical thing. Thought it was the best opportunity to help his team. This wasn't about running from the situation at all. And those that say it just don't understand. Say what you want. You're talking like this because it's Jay Cutler. Yeah, he earned some of that. But in this case, he didn't do anything wrong. And he doesn't deserve to be attacked and criticized. He's trying to get this team a win and put them in the best position they can to win a game. And banged up him who couldn't grip a football. This wasn't about being able to run or anything else. This was about being able to throw the football and protect the football and make plays and keep the ball in your possession. Well, if a quarterback can't do that, you guys can't win. And you got a veteran backup in there that's a quality piece. And if you have to put him under center, you can win games. That's why you bring in a guy like that. So I have no problem with what Jay Cutler did. It was not being selfish. It was putting his team ahead of himself in an effort to win a game, knowing that with his reputation, he may get this kind of blowback. So applause for you, Jay Cutler, for being the smarter head. It's about time somebody in sports was. They always want to be gladiators and go out on their shield. Sometimes that's not the best answer for victory. And at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about in sports? Victories. Got to win at all costs. Well, maybe his way was the smart way. I say it was. Let's bounce it around some quick injury news around the NFL for the rest of this segment before we get into the college football weekend. And it was a great college football weekend. Week three was terrific. Adrian Peterson has a torn meniscus. But because he's Superman, Mike Zimmer will not rule him out for Sunday. And he might well play through it. His wife was talking about swelling's down. He's walking around. If there's anybody that could play through it, it's Adrian Peterson. I've always called him Superman. He is a freakish athlete. And I know there's been other running backs that have played through this torn meniscus. Chris Johnson, a few years back, played through it and had over 1,000 yards on the season for, I believe, the Tennessee Titans at that point. So we'll see what happens here. But don't be shocked if AP is under center for the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. If not, Matt Asiata, Jerick McKinnon, they'll tote the rock for the Minnesota Vikings. And that's a huge step back. I know Peterson hasn't gotten off to a good start, but he's still Adrian Peterson. And ultimately, Sam Bradford and Stephon Diggs are going to need AP in order to have that success that they think they can have in Minnesota with a very, very good defense that gets up after the quarterback and turns over the football and has a terrific secondary. So we'll be watching that injury as it unfolds. And I guess the savior is here. The Browns signed clipboard Jesus, Charlie Whitehurst. All things are solved in Cleveland as they start their fifth quarterback in their last five regular season games. An unheard of number in a non-strike environment, the National Football League. Five straight regular season games played, five different quarterbacks started, as Cody Kessler will make his first NFL start for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. And the Browns will have a chance to see what Cody Kessler has. See if he's ready for prime time and see if he has what it takes to succeed on the NFL level. I don't know how long he's going to be under center. I don't know how long Josh McCown's going to be out. obviously, at this stage of his career and at any stage of his career, really, Josh McCown is now the real good backup. And at 37, the future is never for Josh McCown. But the Browns passed on Carson Wentz. Maybe Cody Kessler's the future. If not, they'll have a chance to revisit quarterback again, as they're going to be at the very top of the NFL draft. And there's going to be a couple of quarterbacks that come out that are going to be picked 1 and 2. So the Browns will have another chance to pick a quarterback. And I think next season, next draft, they will do just that to continue this rebuilding process. On the other side, before we get to the college football, we're going to tie up any loose ends with the NFL. Then we'll roll into all the college football from a great week 3 in college football. That's all next here on The Attack. Your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. More of The Attack after this.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Once in a generation, a show comes along that defines us. This fall, that show is This Is Us.
36 years ago, you left me at the front door of a fire station. I'm your son.
The Hollywood Reporter calls This Is Us fall's most anticipated series. E.T. Online raves, you'll fall head over heels in love.
This is the biggest moment of your life. Watch
me. From the writer and directors of Crazy Stupid Love, This Is Us premieres tonight after The Voice on NBC.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And there's plenty you can weigh in on. Whether it be your thoughts on Carson Wentz and how he's hit the ground running as the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, or you can also weigh in on the fact that he may hit that brick wall on Sunday and a couple of other times during this season as the competition stiffens for the Eagles. Or you can move it over to the Bears and I guess the big issue for them and the big top topic discussion as it relates to the Bears in this game, other than how poorly they played, Jay Cutler. Is he practical? And should he be lauded for being practical and taking himself out of the game and ceding to Brian Hoyer? Or is he not the football type because he's not a warrior who went out on his shield? I'll take the practical Jay Cutler in this situation here over the warrior Jay Cutler anytime. So you can weigh in on all of that and more at 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByline USA. I guess let's finish up quick NFL news and then we'll start rolling to the college football. We talked in the last segment. We wrapped it up by talking the Browns. I guess the last real story in the NFL is Roger Goodell kind of pumping the brakes on all the Raiders to Las Vegas talk. And he's talking about how it's his desire for the Raiders to stay in Oakland. And how he always and how he's talked to these cities and these communities about what they have to do to keep a National Football League team. And it usually and here's the quote. The Minnesota community did it a great way. I think we can do it in Oakland. I think there's a solution, but it takes the community to help identify it. You know, and that's something. And here's another quote. And I guess this spotlights in some ways, the arrogance of Roger Goodell in the NFL. Well, you never want to see a community lose their franchise once, much less twice, Goodell said. That's why we work so hard with our communities to say, this is what you have to try to get to because you need to try to make sure this franchise continues to be successful. In other words, this is what you need to give us out of your pockets to keep us here and give us state-of-the-art facilities and sweetheart deals. Hey, I'm a sports fan. I'm a huge sports fan. I'm passionate about these sports. But I don't think these communities need to fund these stadiums for these billionaires. I applaud Oakland. Hey, there's no money here. We're a poor community. There's no money here for you. You want to stay? Great. You want to go? Go. I get it. Go. You left us once before for a better deal. You'll do it again. Las Vegas, they've come up with the money. Looks like they're going to have no problem contributing $750 million to a $1.9 billion project. And I get it. In Vegas, they have mass tourism, and they tax tourism. So it's not necessarily money that comes out of the pockets of the locals. It comes out of the pocket of a guy like me when I go to Vegas. They put resort and room fees on. That's just the way it is. It's fine. It's not coming out of the pockets of the locals. It's coming out of people like me. There's 10,000 new tourists every day that go to Vegas. An increased tax on their stay in their hotel room funds the public portion of the stadium plan in Las Vegas. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with municipalities that want to contribute and decide to contribute to keep a team. I understand there's a lot of people in the community that don't care and don't want their tax dollars to go there. But I'm also very much okay with communities that say, hey, you want to stay here, we got a place for you. It's the only place we're going to have. We've already built it. We're not building another one. We have no money for you. You want to build another one, you pay for it. We're not giving you the sweetheart deal. You want to go, go. And it's very arrogant, very heavy-handed of Roger Goodell to say, you know, this is what you have to do as a community, and we don't want to see you move. And again, to hear Goodell talk about the fact that he wants the Raiders to stay in Oakland and he doesn't want the city to lose a team. Well, you know what, Roger? The Oakland Raiders were screwed by you and the National Football League. So let them go wherever the hell they want. You know, they had a deal worked out, and they were all set to go to L.A. And you guys pulled the rug out from under them and gave L.A. to Stan Kroenke. And you've put the Chargers in a position where if they want to go and play with Stan Kroenke, they can do that. Otherwise, they can stay in San Diego. And only after everybody else has decided whether they want to go to L.A. or not you'll end opening opportunity for the Raiders and give them the crumbs that are left over. And now you want to try and take Vegas away from them. You know, it gets stuffed, Roger Goodell. It's very arrogant. It's very heavy-handed. If the Raiders and Mark Davis want to take the Raiders to Vegas and they got a sweetheart deal for him, it's his right to take it. And these 32 owners and Roger Goodell shouldn't get in the way. You screwed the guy already. This is the least you can do for him. He's got a right to make money too, you know, and increase the value of his franchise. So despite what you want, it's probably not going to be what you get. And I think Roger Goodell just needs to pipe down. Oakland's not giving any money to fund a new stadium for the Raiders. So if the Raiders want to go get a sweetheart deal, let them go. And stop trying to push Oakland into doing something they're simply not going to do and are not financially solvent enough to do. That's the way it is. If you're that worried, NFL, Roger Goodell, 32 team owners about, or 31 other team owners about the Raiders staying in Oakland, why don't you do something about it? Put your money where your mouth is. That won't happen. So the Raiders will end up in Vegas one way or another because Las Vegas is willing to foot the bill and make Mark Davis a much richer man than he is. And it's his right to take that. So I've got no beef there. That's my thoughts. That's the last of the NFL stuff. And I guess now where we need to go is the college football. It was a huge week three in college football. Some just terrific games. And the headliner really was and had to be Louisville's incredible victory over Florida State. That, to me, was the biggest story of the weekend. And there were other incredible stories this weekend. But to me, that was the biggest story of the weekend. The incredible effort by Louisville for that entire game as they really routed Florida State. 63-20 doesn't tell the story. The game wasn't that close. Florida put up a lot of those last 10 points in garbage time. It was 63-10. It was 35-10 at halftime, Louisville. And you said to yourself, okay, Jimbo Fisher, master of halftime adjustments. He'll make those halftime adjustments, and Florida State will draw closer. We're not saying they're going to come all the way back and win like they did against Ole Miss, but they'll draw closer. They never drew any closer. 28 unanswered by Louisville to make this one 63-10 before Florida State in garbage time puts up 10 to make it 63-20. One of the worst, I think it's the worst loss in program history. Just a devastating loss to the Louisville Cardinal. And the Cardinals showed that they're for real. They've got talent all over the football field. A couple of quality running backs. Some real good wide receivers. Some speed and athleticism on defense. Do they have the depth of talent that Florida State has and has on a year-in, year-out basis, that Alabama has, that Texas in theory should have, that USC in theory should have, and other programs of that nature, LSU, et cetera, et cetera. No, they don't. They're that second level. Their talent will often pale in comparison to the teams that I mentioned, and their recruiting classes won't quite stack up. But with a savvy coach like Petrino, who's a smart recruiter and gets the most out of players, he'll take a lot of these three-star guys, coach them up, and narrow that gap as much as he can. That coupled with his coaching, his creative play calling, and everything else. And then if you get somebody special there, every once in a while you get that difference-making player who could start for any team in the country and be one of the very best in all of America. And you get that, and you get it at the right position, and all of a sudden the gap closes for a given season or seasons as it relates to Louisville versus a Florida State, a Clemson, an Alabama, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what's going on there right now. What's going on there right now is the gap's closed. In Lamar Jackson, they have a player that each and every week that Louisville steps out on the field, he's the best player on the field. And he certainly was in this one. There was talk of DeAndre Francois and Dalvin Cook and how they could be an answer for Florida State. Well, they weren't. Best player on the field, once again, Lamar Jackson. And he is your 2016 Heisman Trophy winner. There's no doubt in my mind. He's going to win the 2016 Heisman Trophy. Louisville has three tough tests on this season. Don't get me wrong. Can teams get upset? Sure they can. But let's look, the realities are here. Here's the deal with their schedule. Florida State's tough. They're better than Marshall, and they'll go to Marshall, and they need to take care of their business. It's a sandwich game, and that can be tricky between a Florida State team and a Clemson team that you're playing that are the two of the biggest, if not the two biggest, matchups on your schedule this year. Marshall's the right spot, and we've got to keep an eye on it. It's going to be in prime time. They have to stay focused on the task at hand and dispatch Marshall quickly. They can't suffer from the lapses they suffered in the Syracuse game after getting off to the big start. That said, you've conquered Florida State. You head to Death Valley, and that's going to be a primetime matchup on October 1st at Clemson. It's a down Duke team this year. North Carolina State's not in their class. Virginia's still awful. BC's not good. Wake's not good. At Houston, which is the last tough test. And then you got the University of Kentucky, who they host. They don't have to even have to go to Commonwealth, and they're better than Kentucky. So when you look at that schedule, if they split the last two tough tests, take care of their business, they're a top 10, top 15 team. And with the way Lamar Jackson is playing, he's your favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, and he's going to win it. Now, barring a complete collapse by Louisville, which based on their schedule and what they've done thus far is unlikely, or an injury to Lamar Jackson, that's your Heisman Trophy winner, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one, start getting you ready for hour two, which is going to be wall-to-wall college football on this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Well, we get ready to wrap up hour one here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we got our act together. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the conversation. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on The Attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, like I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. So many things you can weigh in on either in the balance of this hour or throughout hour number two, whether it be your thoughts on the Monday night matchup from either an Eagles or Bears perspective, and especially relating to the two quarterbacks. You want to roll into some of the other stories. Should Roger Goodell lay off the Raiders and let them go where they want to go? I say yes. There's a number of stories within the NFL. And then as you roll into the college football week three, you can weigh in on story of the weekend. Louisville topping Florida State in commanding fashion and letting everybody in the nation know, hey, we're here and we're a real national title contender. That and Lamar Jackson basically telling the world and putting the country on notice that I'm your Heisman Trophy winner. Those are all things you can weigh in on this edition of The Attack, along with anything else from a big week three in college football. And that's what we're going to be all about now in number two, a big week three of college football. We're going to get ready to step aside right now. And then in just a few minutes, we come at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For us to be able to apprehend a suspect in just a little over 24 hours after an event takes place like this is outstanding police work, outstanding law enforcement work.
President Obama discussing the apprehension of Ahmad Khan Rahami, the suspect in this past weekend's terrorist bombings in New York City as well as New Jersey, now formally charged with trying to kill police officers. Ethan Harp has more.
Two Linden officers were wounded in the confrontation. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara told reporters at a news conference that he and his colleagues in New Jersey would take their time in considering federal charges for the bombings, since Rahami is in custody for the police shootings.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security finding more than 800 immigrants with questionable backgrounds were mistakenly granted U.S. citizenship because of problems with the government's fingerprint system. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the 4 ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
We need to be vigilant.
Despite the arrest made for the terrorist bomb attacks on the New Jersey shore and in New York City over the weekend, New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie is still urging people in his state to stay alert.
Remember that the Elizabeth incident was prevented by two citizens who saw something that they thought was strange and called the police.
Christie spoke at a town hall event about 25 miles from where the suspect Ahmad Khan Rahami got into the shootout with police that ended up with his apprehension. Former President George H.W. Bush will reportedly be voting for Hillary Clinton in November. That word comes from the daughter of the late Democratic Senator Robert Kennedy. Politico reports Kathleen Kennedy Townsend met with the 41st president in Maine yesterday and came away saying that the 92-year-old Bush had told her he's voting for the Democratic nominee. Bush has stayed silent on the race. He did not attend the GOP convention in July. Neither did his son, former President George W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The Obama administration to unveil guidelines today to automakers and tech companies involved in the making of self-driving cars. The Department of Transportation will require makers to meet a 15-point safety check and to allow new powers to review and approve vehicles before they hit the road. A model policy will also be issued aiming to establish a set of national regulations. The government currently allows automakers to self-certify their vehicles. We're hearing the panicked radio call from the pilot of a small plane that crashed into a home in Gilbert, Arizona over the weekend. We get more on the story from correspondent Ted Houston.
The plane was carrying 4 skydivers who jumped out as planned over a community fair. Around the same time, the plane caught fire. A Gilbert Fire and Rescue spokesman says the pilot first tried to put out the flames himself.
044, I have an emergency situation. Fire on the wing. Fire in the airplane.
844, roger. Did you want to go to Chandler?
But the pilot quickly realized that he wouldn't make it to an airport and had to jump. He donned a parachute and bailed out. Moments later, you hear a Southwest pilot telling the tower that plane went down. The people in the house were not hurt, and the pilot is recovering from burns.
And the estranged husband of Jim Carrey's late girlfriend is taking the actor to court over her death. Mark Burton says Carrey's immense wealth and celebrity status contributed to the woman's suicide. She overdosed on a mix of pills just shortly after Carrey broke up with her last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely, and I would love to do that.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big Hour 2 for Tuesday. The focus is going to be wall-to-wall college football, as we'll take you through all the big stories from the top 25, and there were a lot of great stories in this big week three in college football. And then 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Eric Hansen, South Bend Tribune, joins us, and we'll try and decipher exactly what's wrong with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. But for those of you that like to, that take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack on the go, we'll give you some idea of the number of different ways that you can do so. Start by going to our website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, the wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the various apps, be it iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. They're all app versatile. You can use it, you can download them to Android. You can download them to Apple-based devices or even Windows-based devices. They both have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. So check out the various apps. And then most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every one of those good people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. On the other side, we will open up the phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. Or we'll take your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off a big hour two of a Tuesday edition of The Attack right after this very short timeout.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the costs with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The play fake, the toss, the touchdown, North Dakota State, Chase Morlock. And is it going to be one or two here for North Dakota State? It looks like the offense is going to stay out there. Kick is on its way. And it is good. Wow. As time expires.
Wow.
Cam Peterson, the game winner for the Bison as they come to Iowa City and shock the Hawkeyes.
Well, those are the highlights of the wild ending between the North Dakota State Bison and the Iowa Hawkeyes in Kinnick Stadium in Iowa. That's courtesy of ESPN. And that game was really, in many ways, story number two of the college football weekend as we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Again, so many topics on the table. If you want to go back to last hour, any of your takeaways from the Monday night matchup between the Eagles and the Bears? You want to talk about Lamar Jackson and his Heisman candidacy or the incredible effort by the Louisville Cardinals in their rout of the Florida State Seminoles? Those are all fair game or anything else from a week three in college football at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByLineUSA. But clearly, although Louisville and Lamar Jackson and what they did in Louisville against Florida State, story number one of the college football weekend, this upset of Iowa, the number 13-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes at home at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City by the North Dakota State Bison, clearly story number two of a big week three in college football. And by the way, we're calling it an upset. Many people are calling it an upset because it's a football championship subdivision team beating a ranked football bowl subdivision team in their own building. The thing that makes this story so big is it's not that much of an upset at all. Here's the realities. The Bison in their last five matchups against football bowl subdivision teams are 5-0. Now 6-0. So this is not uncharted water for them. They've won five consecutive football championship subdivision titles and are in the hunt for their sixth. So this is a program far and beyond anything that we're seeing in the football championship subdivision. When you watch them play, they don't look like a football championship subdivision team. The way they execute, the athleticism of their players, the amount of people they're turning out, the pros, they look like a, on a, if you put them in a week-in, week-out basis, if you put them at, if you put them in a Big 12, they'd be ahead of Iowa and Iowa State and Kansas. They'd be in the, they'd be up there with the West Virginias and some of the middle of the road teams within that Big 12 conference, back of the middle of the Big 12 conference. They're that well coached. They execute that well, and they have that kind of athletes. You know, they're far and away the best that the football championship subdivision has to offer. And I'll tell you this, if the championship game in football championship subdivision ends up being North Dakota State and Montana, make it a point to watch it. It will be a great one. There'll be a lot of guys playing on Sunday that are in that football game. But let's get back to the Bison's victory over the Hawkeyes. We talked about why it wasn't such an upset. And if you watch this game unfold, as they were coming down the stretch, it was Iowa who looked like the football championship subdivision team, and it was North Dakota State who looked like the bowl subdivision team. Iowa couldn't run the ball at all, 25 carries, 34 yards on the day. 18 of them coming on one run. While it was North Dakota State that was running the ball down the Hawkeyes' throat, and especially down the stretch where they wore them down. 49 carries, 239 yards in this one. Again, I don't agree with the decision to go for two there. You're actually the better football team at that point in the game. You're controlling the line of scrimmage. You're winning all the battles the way a football bowl subdivision team does against a championship subdivision team. You don't need to go for two and try and steal the win. That one goes to overtime. You're winning it. So you took the risk of losing the game right there. But your defense bailed you out a major way. They got a three and out. Because that two-point conversion off of the touchdown, there's about 3:40 left. Well, North Dakota State promptly forced the three and out, got the ball back, drove down the field, and they make the very manageable field goal. The coach got bailed out for what I thought was a bad decision and not really having a feel and feeling you're a lot more of an underdog in this situation than you really were. But got bailed out by his team being that good. For Iowa, you lose to a football championship subdivision team, no matter how good you are, and no matter how good they are, your chances of going to the college football playoff have been eliminated. So now it's play spoiler in the Big Ten, try and have a productive year. For North Dakota State, as I said, sky's the limit, perhaps a sixth straight football championship subdivision title. I expect them to match up with Montana in what will be one of the greatest games that you've ever seen in the football championship subdivision. So that was really the story of that one. And I guess my overriding takeaway, again, not as much of an upset as you think. This North Dakota State team can run it on anybody. And in Easton Stick, they got a productive quarterback. Is he Carson Wentz at this point? No. But he ain't all that bad. But their real style is their ability to defend, win in the trenches, and pound the rock. And they can do that with anybody in America. Very, very impressive win. And not as big an upset as one would think when you look at the names of the two teams. So that's my takeaway on that one. And there was some other great action this weekend in the top 25 in college football. And we'll get to the rest of it right now. We'll start rifling through it now, get to a bunch of them in the next segment, and save Notre Dame and Michigan State for 40 after when we're joined by Eric Hanson from the South Bend Tribune. Let's start with number one, Alabama. This one was a wild one in some ways. 48-43, the final tally. It was all Ole Miss early. They let Alabama dig in, make it close as the halftime approached. Then Alabama took over, stormed the castle in the second half. For all intents and purposes, had put this one away. But for 13 points in 5 seconds, that all of a sudden pulled Ole Miss within one score. And then from there, Alabama did what they had to do, got the key first downs, held off the Ole Miss Rebels, who once again cough up a big lead in the second half and fall a 1-2 on the season. Had they played at all, had they played better in the second half of their two toughest games, they might be 3-0 on the year and near the very top of the rankings, and they'd be considered a college football playoff contender based on who they would have beaten. Instead, they're 1-2, playing out the string, and all they can do is be a spoiler within the confines of the Southeastern Conference. For Alabama, surprised at how many points they gave up in this one. The offense is still finding its way. I still think this defense is great and athletic, and I think ultimately in time, this defense will prove to be one of the best Bama defenses we've seen because of the athleticism at the linebackers, the pass rush from that defensive line. And I think this offense is going to continue to grow under Jalen Hurts. And what you're going to see is more dimension to an Alabama offense than we've seen before. So Alabama, again, I mean, the beat just keeps going on. They're as dangerous as they've ever been, and they are a prime contender. And I know I'm not going on any great limb here for the college football playoffs. And Nick Saban's never happy, and he'll continue to not be happy, and he'll continue to tweak this team. And at the end of the day, he'll have him in prime position to make a run at another college football championship. On the other side, we'll rifle through the rest of the top 25 action in a big week 3 in college football. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at SportsByLineUSA. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano on Black Attack. More with me right after this.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at GuitarCenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit, Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Okay! That funky man, funky, okay! That funky man.
Little Arnold Schwarzenegger brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to weigh in again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, @JoeSpano56. Myriad of topics on the plate. We've talked about it a lot. Anything from a week three in college football, be it Lamar Jackson, be it the Louisville Cardinals, be it the North Dakota State Bison, whoever you want to talk about, or your takeaways from the Monday night matchup or anything else in the world of the NFL, those are all fair game at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter @JoeSpano56 or @SportsByLineUSA. Let's get back to week three college football. We're going to head to Norman, Oklahoma. Number three, Ohio State. Tops the Oklahoma Sooners. Number 14 in the land, 45-24. In a game that Ohio State thoroughly controlled. 35-17 at halftime, and really Oklahoma could never threaten. 7 of the 24 were on a return, and those points should not have counted as Joe Mixon dropped the ball before reaching the end zone. That said, Ohio State's offense is solid, but their defense is exceptional. And Barrett was solid this game, 14 for 20, a 152, 4 touchdowns, no picks. And in Mike Webster and Curtis Samuel, along with Barrett, they ran the ball exceptionally well. 291 yards and 6 yards a carry. So Barrett didn't have to do much passing the football. They torched this Oklahoma defense, which had no answers. But at the same time, the Ohio State defense just took it to OU and held a high-powered offense to just 24 points in total, including a kick return for a score. Now, this Ohio State defense is incredible. A great secondary. They're great at every level, but I love the secondary, the ability to bring it back to the house, turn over the football, and make game-changing plays is going to take them very far. They've found a pair of running backs in Webster and Samuel. Along with JT Barrett running the show seems so comfortable. That quarterback situation so much more settled than last year. And while Urban Meyer graduated a ton of guys and a bunch of guys moved on to the NFL and other places, doesn't matter, the beat goes on. They are that damn good. For OU, well, season's over beyond spoiler in the Big 12. The playoffs are not to be for the Oklahoma Sooners. Something I didn't think we'd be saying this early in this season, but two big tests to start the year. They came up small in both of them. They're 1-2 on the year. Number three, Ohio State's a perfect 3-0. Number four, Michigan, 45-28 over Colorado, who falls to 2-1. Colorado gave Michigan all they wanted and more. They jumped out to the big, I believe it was a 21-0 lead in this one early, as Colorado's got a much better defense than people know, along with some of their other weapons. Ultimately, Michigan reeled them in, took over in the second half, and ran away with a 45-28 victory. Number five, Clemson, 59-0 over South Carolina State. Clemson improves to 3-0. South Carolina State falls to 0-3. And we had to have a form of the mercy rule here, as South Carolina State coach came over to Dabo Sweeney, said, "We're getting blown out. Yeah, we got our 600 large, but, man, this is embarrassing for us and for everybody that's forced to watch." So, can we shorten the quarters in the second half to 12 minutes? Clemson politely agreed. You took the 600 grand, which is what makes some of these athletic departments, but you didn't give us our money's worth. So, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like the idea of shortening the game. But that's what happens when you play these weak sisters of the poor in these payoff games. Every once in a while, you get one that's so ugly that you want to call the mercy rule. Well, there ain't no mercy rule in college football. So I get I always thought you had to play it out. I guess on some level you don't. Number 7, Stanford, 27-10 over unranked USC. Stanford's perfect 2-0. USC falls to 1-2, and they'll be making a quarterback change next week. Max Brown out, and the younger Sam Darnold will go under center for the USC Trojans, who have struggled mightily on offense, and Clay Helton trying to find the answer. So he'll make a change of quarterback and see if that helps at all. For Stanford, Christian McCaffrey. Other than Lamar Jackson, this is the only guy that could win the Heisman Trophy. Stanford has a great defense, but they've got a young quarterback in Ryan Burns who they don't ask to do a lot. And the offense revolves and goes around Christian McCaffrey and his 165 yards on the ground and his 73 more through the air. And, you know, the fact that he's a part of the kick return game as well. He's an incredible asset for them. And if Lamar Jackson doesn't win the Heisman, it will be Christian McCaffrey. Those right now, to me, are the only two candidates that really have a chance to win the Heisman. Number 8, Washington, 41-3 over Portland State. Need I say more? Everybody thinks Washington's pretty good. Haven't played anybody yet. We'll see how it happens. Big Ten struggles continue as number 9, Wisconsin, escapes there with their lives. 23-17 over Georgia State. It was a tough weekend for the Big Ten in many ways. They had a couple of good moments, but they had a couple of tough moments as well. Iowa losing to North Dakota State and Wisconsin fighting for their lives with Georgia State. In a wild one late at night out on the left coast, unranked Cal proves the 2-1 with a 50-43 victory over number 11 Texas, who falls to 2-1. And, you know, this is a tough loss for Texas. They really look like they were turning the corner. This is a game they didn't want to lose. And when I say didn't want to lose, I mean they didn't want to lose. Shane Buechele got hurt and was out for chunks of this game. But I don't think Cal's in the class of college football's elite. And I don't think this is the kind of game that Texas can afford to lose if they're going to have playoff aspirations. And I really think they're gone, and I don't think they were good enough to get there. But I definitely think they have improved mightily within the ranks of college football. And in a Big 12, with some of the early season losses, that seems to be a little bit down. Looks like they're going to be a major player in a Big 12. And, you know, we'll get some indication of that. You've got Red River coming up right around the corner. And that's a game that both Texas and especially Oklahoma is going to want to win this year with all the troubles that they've had. They don't want to lose that rivalry game after having lost these other two big non-conference games and already be at 3 losses that early with Bedlam and other tough matchups yet to come. Let's keep going through the top 25. We'll save Notre Dame and Michigan State for Eric Hansen at 40 after. We already covered Iowa, North Dakota State. Tennessee takes care of business, workmanlike, but far from impressive, 28-19 over the Bobcats of Ohio. If Tennessee's going to win this SEC East, they better turn it up another gear. Speaking of the SEC East, number 16, Georgia nips Missouri on a last second touchdown pass by Jacob Eason, 28-27 in this one. Again, these two teams that look like they're supposed to be the best that the SEC East has to offer, they look clearly a couple of steps behind the West. And when it comes time for an SEC championship game, they look like they'll be overmatched as they've been the last several years. Number 17, Texas A&M over Auburn, 29-16. Auburn, pretty good on defense. They just don't have any weapons on offense. A&M's best defensive team they've had in a while. Trevor Knight does enough on offense, 29-16 for the Aggies. In this one, they stay undefeated at 3-0. Number 20, LSU. They let Mississippi State back in this one late. Hang on for dear life, 23-20 behind new quarterback Danny Etling, who I can tell you the Brandon Harris era is over in Baton Rouge. Workmanlike, far from impressive victory for LSU. Nebraska had a nice win in Lincoln. Unranked Nebraska, 35. Number 22, Oregon, 32. This is a hell of a football game and a great win for Mike Riley's program. Number 23, Florida takes care of their business, 32-0 over North Texas. Again, this is another case. This is the other team in the SEC East, as there's really three of them. Georgia, Tennessee, Florida. Florida, great on defense. Offense, they're so limited. So I'm going to be interested to see how that all shakes out. And then rounding out the top 25, number 24, Arkansas. No problem with Texas State, 42-3. And number 25, Miami, in a game a lot of people, including the lines makers, thought was going to be quite a challenge in Boone, North Carolina. Routes Appalachian State, 45-10. Brad Kaya was terrific in this one, 21-27, 368, and 3 touchdowns for Appalachian State. Again, they're the best the Sun Belt has to offer in their two big non-conference matchups against top 25 competition. They're 0-2, played well in one, got blown out in the other. At your top 25 college football scoreboard, again, as I've said, we've covered everything top to tail with the exception of Notre Dame, Michigan State, and our focus there is going to be on Notre Dame and Michigan State at 40 after with Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune. He comes up next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Again, I'm Joe Spano. We're looking forward to talking all things Notre Dame, Michigan State, and all things Notre Dame next with Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune. So you'll be sure to keep it where it is.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Once in a generation, a show comes along that defines us. This fall, that show is This Is Us.
36 years ago, you left me at the front door of a fire station. I'm your son.
The Hollywood Reporter calls This Is Us fall's most anticipated series. E.T. Online raves, you'll fall head over heels in love.
This is the biggest moment of your life. Watch
me. From the writer and directors of Crazy Stupid Love, This Is Us premieres tonight after The Voice on NBC.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, but now let's go out to the phones where we bring in, from the South Bend Tribune, we're going to talk all things Notre Dame Fighting Irish with Eric Hansen. Eric, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Really great to have you aboard this morning.
Hello.
Great to talk to you, man. I guess the place we've got to start, really, is with Brian Van Gorder. And you're hearing all kinds of talk that he's in deep trouble there. Brian Kelly has defended him, you know, continuously. Talk about Brian Van Gorder's defense, how embattled he really is, and if he's in any real trouble as far as his job.
Well, he's been a guy that's had a lot of peaks and valleys at Notre Dame since he walked in the door, and more valleys of late. You know, I did some calculations over the weekend. His defense has given up more than 500 yards, more than 40% of the games that he's coached here. And that's not even close to anybody that's preceded him. Bob Diaco, the Charlie Weiss era, Tyrone Willingham, Bob Davey. There's some bad football there in some of those stretches, and this is by far the worst. Same thing goes with 200-yard rushing marks. So the bottom line is really bad. And then you look at, you know, just current snapshot of where they are in the defensive statistics, and the best that they are in any significant defensive statistic is 89th out of 128. So that's your bottom line. The thing is, you saw a little bit of improvement from Texas to Nevada game. You saw a lot of regression. So what does Brian Kelly do at this point? I think he has to support his defensive coordinator publicly, but I think behind the scenes, he's got to be in the defensive meeting room trying to get this scheme and this personnel problem solved.
Now, is all this on Brian Van Gorder, or is this some of this just bad fortune in that Notre Dame graduated a ton of guys, and they brought back, on defense in particular, not very many guys, and it's a very new defense, and in spots a very young and inexperienced defense. Does that have a lot to do with this, or is everybody putting this on Brian Van Gorder?
Well, based on my emails and Twitter feed, they're putting it on Brian Van Gorder. I think that, you know, you have to look at the three-year track record, and when is it, you know, they had a lot of injuries his first year, and then last year, well, they were still learning the defense, and they had lost maybe a couple key people, but they had almost everybody back on defense last year, and they had star power last year with Jalen Smith and Sheldon Day, Kavari Russell. All these guys are playing in the NFL now. You know, they have a lot more guys back on defense than the offense had. The offense only had three starters returning, including their quarterback, and they are doing pretty well. You just look at them, and you don't feel like they're maximizing their talent. And you look at plays, and it's not just, you know, maybe these guys are new to the scheme. It's sloppy tackling, and it's teams that seem to be able to sense whatever pressure Brian Van Gorder is going to bring. You know, there are 128 teams to play FBS football, and there are two that are without a sack three games in. And that wouldn't be so bad, except that this is what Brian Van Gorder's defense is supposed to produce. It's supposed to produce sacks. It's supposed to produce turnovers gained, and it's doing neither of that. And really all 3 years it's done neither of that. So, yeah, there are some new players and some new places, but there are some very veteran players on this defense. And 3 years in, you would think that the scheme shock would be over.
I think that's a great point. And, you know, when you look at a Notre Dame laying an egg the way they did versus Michigan State, who's breaking in a new quarterback, who, while Michigan State's always competitive, they've made the playoffs, they're not bringing in the 4- and 5-star recruits the way Notre Dame is. And obviously you can coach up these three stars and build a successful, and in the case of the Spartans, a very successful program. But the realities are, when you're Notre Dame, you shouldn't be run off the field by anybody, much less the Michigan State Spartans. And is that the prevailing feeling out in South Bend.
Right. I mean, this is a Michigan State team that had a lot of roster churn, too. They only had 9 returning starters coming back from their team last year. And when you look at them statistically, you look at them in October last year, and there was no way that was a playoff team. I mean, they were barely getting past teams like Purdue and Rutgers, but they finished very strong. And Mark D'Antonio really has a culture where no matter what goes on in terms of this roster turnover, they're going to be competitive and you're going to get their best shot. And I think that that's what Notre Dame fans expect. And I think they're getting that on offense. With a really, really young offense, they're getting a team that's putting up a lot of points. But on defense, defense is what kept them out of the playoff last year. A bad stretch of defense at the beginning of the Clemson game, a bad stretch of defense at the end of the Stanford game. Otherwise, they would have been in the 4-14 playoff. They might not have done well, but they would have been in a playoff.
Well, here's now what happens for Notre Dame. And, I'm a Notre Dame fan. I've been out to South Bend. I've watched Notre Dame football. Every time they come to the East Coast, I'm based in New York. I always go to that game, whether it's Syracuse, whether it's Washington, whether it's Baltimore, whether it's Jersey at the Meadowlands. I've got the shirts from so many of these games. That said, once they lose their second game and are out of playoff contention, in many ways the season's over for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They're now playing out the string. Yeah, they got a host of very winnable games coming up on the schedule, but the TV ratings will tank on NBC as once they're out of playoff contention, their audience goes down significantly. So the overall feel of what's coming next the rest of the way for the Irish and what's the thought process in South Bend with the chances of making the college football playoffs now null and void and looking forward to reduced TV ratings and exposure the rest of this season?
Well, you're right about the exposure. The last time Notre Dame and Syracuse played, Syracuse wasn't very good, and they still put that game in prime time on ABC, and that's going to be a noon game on October 1st rather than prime time, and the print people are rejoicing over that, but nobody else is. I do think there's still a lot to play for. I think they could get to a New Year's Six Day Bowl again. Brian Kelly is trying to sell that some of the younger players on the defensive roster are really going to rise to the occasion, and that you'll see a better team in November than in September. And if that's the case, then I think people will get excited about 2017. I'm not sure people outside of the Notre Dame bubble will get excited in terms of TV ratings, but I think Notre Dame fans may jump on the bandwagon. But then Brian Kelly, just like last year, really has to take a look at his leadership on defense and decide, is this the right guy pushing the buttons in Brian Van Gorder?
And do you expect come 2017 that they will have turned the page on Brian Van Gorder and that they've got a new defensive coordinator in place with a new scheme that will bring them the success that they're looking for? Because it looks like offensively they will have the pieces going forward. Even though I think right. DeShone Kizer is going to enter the NFL draft, they've got a bevy of quarterbacks back there, and a Brian Kelly system is one that's very quarterback friendly, no matter who's under center or behind center.
I'd agree with you. I talked to Brian Kelly. I did a one-on-one with him last June, and I pointed out at the time, Van Gorder's first two defense had ranked 72nd in rush defense, which is one of the key metrics in college football in getting to the playoff level and winning games there. And he said, if we're not getting where we want to be, if we're 70-something and run defense, it's not going to fly after this year. Well, they're 99th right now, and they have the two service academies that average over 300 yards rushing still on the schedule and a bunch of other good rushing teams too, including Christian McCaffrey and Stanford coming up in the middle of October.
Wow.
So that's
you sure about a New Year's Six Bowl and not maybe the Sun Bowl this year?
Are you asking me if they're going to go to a New Year's Six Bowl?
Yeah, you had mentioned that's what they have to play for. It sure sounds like, based on you talking about this defense, that it sounds like a Sun Bowl berth is more likely, or a Pinstripe Bowl.
Right. I mean, I think that's what is realistic at this point unless we see market improvement on the defense, and maybe we will. But there was nothing in Saturday's game that gave you hope that that was going to happen.
Now, you look ahead to 2017, and I know it's early to do that, but I think we all know where this is going to end up. You know, you lose both quarterbacks. You do return a stable of running backs and receivers. Who's going to end up being the quarterback? And obviously it's Brian Kelly, so he could play 1, 2, 3, 35, none, who knows. But who do you guys see, who do you see under or behind center as the quarterback or quarterbacks next year for the Fighting Irish?
Well, if Kaiser goes on to have the year people think he's going to have and that he goes into the draft, Zaire actually has another year of eligibility. But I think the guy that is really going to challenge for the starting position is a kid from New Jersey, and that's Brandon Wimbush. He is a sophomore this year. He is redshirting this year so that he's preserving a year of eligibility. And he is, in terms of those three, he's the best athlete of the three. And he is really something to watch and practice. So I would say, you know, if Zaire sticks around, he may have a shot at it. But Brandon Wimbush is definitely going to challenge. And that would be my guess right now that Brandon Wimbush is lining up in shotgun the first game of next year.
With a touch of Malik Zaire, because Kelly does love the two-quarterback system.
There you go. Well, he loved it for 1 week, but Deshaun Kaiser's playing at too high of a level to continue that.
Yeah, no, that's very true. That's very, very true. I guess before we let you run, is there anything else we've missed on this team? The struggles on defense, Brian Van Gorder embattled. Obviously, Brian Kelly's under no pressure. He recruits some of the best recruiting classes in America, and he's won big there. Are there any other storylines coming out of South Bend as far as this Irish team? Because I think we've really hit everything from the fact in many ways that the season, you know, they end up losing a lot of that exposure. They become not Notre Dame-like as far as the attention once they lose that second game of the year. Is there anything else we haven't covered as far as the Irish before we let you run?
Well, I think the one thing that Notre Dame fans will be happy about is that this hasn't bled into recruiting yet. In fact, yesterday, Notre Dame got a commitment from a four-star defensive lineman, Donovan Jeter from Western Pennsylvania, who's again, got a load of potential. Maybe not to help them in 2017, but to help them at some point. You know, if you started seeing guys jumping off their commitments on the defensive side of the ball, then I think this gets really an acute problem where Brian Kelly has to address it. But, you know, he's got some time. He can wait till the end of the season. But I do think he needs to get more involved in the defensive meeting rooms in the interim.
Final one in under 60 seconds. Notre Dame, very, you know, loosely aligned with the ACC. They have to schedule a certain number of ACC foes. Notre Dame, in some ways, that independence is not as great an advantage as it used to be, and it really hurts them once they lose that second game. Will we ever see Notre Dame football in a conference, and if so, any idea when in about 30 seconds?
I just don't see it unless their access to the playoff is changed because they're an independent. As long as they can win a national championship, you'll see them be an independent.
Fair enough. Boy, Eric, you said it all. I thought you brought great insight. As not only Notre Dame football, you also cover the basketball beat?
A little bit. Tom Noy is our main basketball writer. So I used to back in the John McLeod days.
Okay, well, we'll be reaching out to you and everybody else over at the South Bend Tribune as Notre Dame football and then Notre Dame basketball season stays in national relevance. Thanks so much for a few. Really do appreciate it. You have yourself a great day now.
Joe, thanks for having me on.
My pleasure now. Bye-bye. That was Eric Hansen, South Bend Tribune, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. Again, I'm Joe Spano. I want to thank Eric Hansen from the South Bend Tribune for joining us, giving us great insight into the status, as it were, of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish football program. And, you know, coming off that drubbing at the hands of Michigan State, the score really doesn't tell the story in that one, as this one was really, it ended up too close for comfort, but boy, was it Notre Dame digging back. The defensive issues are real. With two losses, their path to the college football playoffs has been roadblocked. Obviously, New Year's Six Bowl is a possibility, but the way they're playing defense, a Sun Bowl is more likely. So we thank Eric for joining us. Want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time. Want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. My name is Joe Spano. Until tomorrow, when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack, I just want to say good day, all.